At last count, Wikipedia was the 7th most visited site on the internet. Yet only 17% of biographies posted are about women, and only 15% of editors are female. Tomorrow, the High Museum of Art in Atlanta joins cultural institutions across the country for the Art and Feminism Wikipedia Edit-a-thon. Editing stations will be set up, and content experts will be on hand to train people to edit Wikipedia entries. We asked Eva Berlin, digital content specialist at the High, and Melissa Katzen, manager of family programs, to tell us more.
The Art Plus Feminism organization has been doing Wikipedia edit-a-thons for multiple years now that have been hosted at different museums across the United States, including the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Just tons of them. It's all over the world, really.
But this is the first time that the High Museum will be hosting a Wikipedia edit-a-thon. We're hoping that this event can help raise the awareness of female artists in our collection and also help bring new communities and organizations into the museum to show that this is a place where we care about representation and that representation matters to us.
This is an ongoing problem for Wikipedia. In 2008, the free online encyclopedia that anyone can edit was outed as being mostly run by men. A follow-up study in 2011 by United Nations University and Maastricht University found a decrease in women contributors worldwide. These findings sparked profuse debate over what was discouraging women from contributing, yet there hasn't been much of a change since. The Wikimedia Foundation, which runs the site, said that the organization failed to meet its goal of increasing women's participation to 25% by 2015, despite several initiatives. So how does this disparity affect what's there? Writing in the New York Times, Noam Cohen put it like this. The entry on Sex and the City includes only a brief summary of each episode, sometimes two or three sentences, and the one on The Sopranos includes lengthy, detailed articles on each episode. Or if we look at representation in the world of art and culture, there's a category with 5 feminist writers. Is that impressive or embarrassing when compared with the 45 articles on characters in The Simpsons?
Something that makes this so important is if you just think of the regular daily occurrence of you hear an artist's name or you hear someone's name and you Google them and you're looking for their Wikipedia page. If they don't have a Wikipedia page, I think it says something to you about their notability. For example, if we have young girls who, let's say they see a painting by a woman and then they want to find out more and they don't find a Wikipedia page, that can be discouraging. I don't want to give the impression to young girls looking for role models that there are not female role models for them to look to.
Saturday's edit-a-thon at the High Museum follows the communal spirit of Wikipedia's founding. The site launch in 2001 was in line with the idea that information should be free and made from the ground up. A collaborative project, like that exquisite corpse game, where each player adds pieces to create a whole. Joseph Riegel, a fellow at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard, thinks that many early contributors to Wikipedia shared the characteristics of hacker culture so dominant in the era, including an ideology that resists efforts to impose rules or even goals, like diversity, and a culture that may discourage women.
We want everyone to care about this cause and this problem. I think it benefits all of us to have women involved in the creation of information and the telling of stories and the telling of our histories.
The Art Plus Feminism Wikipedia Edit-a-thon is happening this Saturday, March 30th, from noon until 4 p.m. You can drop in anytime, and anybody is welcome to attend. You can come individually, and if you come as a group, they suggest that you pre-register at high.org. And our thanks to The High's Eva Berlin and Melissa Katzen, accompanied today by music from Blue Dot Sessions.